Welcome back to Inside Four Walls. I'm your host, James Madison, and today we have a very special guest. We haven't had a guest on this show since Jordan Peterson stopped by a few months ago, and today we are absolutely blessed to be joined by the President of States United, Joseph Biden R. Welcome to the show today, sir. How are you?
Hello.
Hello to you too, and thank you for stopping by the studio today. Now, for those who don't know you, why don't you take a moment to, it's hard to imagine anybody doesn't know you at this point. After all, you did get rid of the horrible tyrant we had in office before. Thank God for you coming along, sir. But for those of you out there in the audience who may not know who this gentleman is, why don't you tell them who you are, Joe?
I'm Joe Biden's husband.
Wait. No. Sorry. It's hard to correct you, sir, but you're Joe Biden. You're not Joe Biden's husband.
Will you shut up, man?
Fine. Don't know why you're getting snappy or anything here. Let's start off with a fresh start. Can I get you anything to drink? We have milk, teas, water, soda.
Soda!
All right, fine. Grab your fucking soda. There you go. So, starting off this interview, the man before you seemed very likely to win the election, and a lot of people were dreading the possibility of Donald Trump being reelected. How did you and your campaign put together such an effective charge to dethrone such a dangerous tyrant?
We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
Well, hey, dude, you can't just come on here and talk about that. We need to keep that shit real fucking quiet. What the? Is your earpiece in properly? We can't have you coming in here and telling about the fucking cabal, man. Look, we had to work really hard to make sure people didn't read that Times article about the cabal. Alright, you can't just come in here, start talking about your voter fraud shit. We know what really happened. We need to tell the American people, especially the people on the right, that you won legally. What the fuck's wrong with you?
Come on, man!
Anyway, so we're seeing a lot of domestic and foreign problems starting to pop up in this country. A strong leader like yourself has to have some plan to at least tackle that border issue, right?
True international effort to pressure!
Oh, God. So, what's inside your plans with true non-shabbat of pressure?
Butt chunks.
That's inside true non-shabbat of pressure. Butt chunks. You know, they paid me to do this, right? George Soros came in here, gave me fucking money to interview you. I was supposed to be throwing softball questions at you, but you're sitting here saying the dumbest shit imaginable, and this interview is barely even 2 minutes long. Dude, what the fuck's wrong with you?
What are we doing? What's going on right now?
Hey, don't fucking walk up on the interview. You gotta... fuck. He's worried. Security. Joe Biden's walking towards the exit. Can we do something about that, please? The fuck's he yelling? And now, a word from our sponsors.
Join me at Donald Trump's House of Wings.
Trump, you know our wings will make you happy. Trumpy, you know our wings will fill you up. Trump, if you want a place with love and chicken wings, yeah. Donald Trump's House of Wings.
Bomb Syria, Joe. Don't ask questions, just do it.
I'm Mitt Romney, and I approve this message.
Our president doesn't have a clue. He's a bad negotiator.